Good morning, and welcome to the third week of Advent, where we go on a journey from darkness and confusion to light and hope. Advent means coming, and as Christians, we look forward to the future coming of Christ who comes to collect us. But we also looked back at the first coming of Jesus when he made himself vulnerable, giving up his power and divinity to take on the restrictions of human form and give us new hope, saving us from our sins. In other words, Advent gives us a longitudinal view from start to finish. In this service, I will pick out some key elements of Advent 3, which concentrates on John the Baptist again. In particular, we will look at faith and repentance and what emerges from our willingness to submit to Jesus. Advent is a good place to start our imagination at the beginning of the new year. We'll take an opportunity now to say sorry to God and confess our sins. God, our Father, we come to you in sorrow for our sins, for turning away from you and ignoring your will for our lives. Father, forgive us. Save us and help us. For behaving just as we wish without thinking of you, Father, forgive us, save us and help us. For failing you by what we do and think and say, Father, forgive us, save us and help us. For letting ourselves be drawn away from you by temptations in the world about us. Father, forgive us, save us and help us. For living as if we were ashamed to belong to your Son. Father, forgive us, save us and help us. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ. We're going to have two readings today. One is from Isaiah, and one is from later on Matthew in the Gospels. So first of all, Isaiah 35, starting at verse 1. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunts of jackals shall become a swamp, the grass shall become reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for God's people. No traveller, not even fools, shall go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon it. They shall be not found there, but the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return, and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads, and they shall obtain the joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. This is the word of the Lord. Our New Testament reading is from Matthew chapter 11 and refers to John the Baptist. When the John heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another? And Jesus answered them, Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offence at me. And as they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? Referring to John the Baptist. A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you. Truly, I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist, yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. This is the word of the Lord. Today, we traditionally look at Christ's forerunner and herald, John the Baptist. I remember a dramatic experience of going into the ancient church of St. John the Baptist at the head of Lake Bohinj in Slovenia on holiday. And as you step up towards the altar, you are faced with John the Baptist's severed head, dramatically presented on a plate at eye level. This one was an epiphany of realization that it is costly to follow Jesus and to be faithful to our purpose. John was a second cousin of Jesus, as Elizabeth, his mother, was a cousin of Mary, the mother of Jesus, and he was prophesied in Isaiah 43 as the prophetic forerunner, and this passage as the prophetic forerunner of Jesus, the Messiah incarnate. The voice of one crying in the wilderness to prepare the way for the Lord, making a straight highway for our God in the desert. It is a very Advent theme because John's role was preparing people by repentance for sins, the straight highway that we read about, to recognize Jesus as Savior of the people, but also to respond to his call. As such, Jesus described John as the greatest prophet, but referred to his humility as a servant, serving the people he helped prepare for the radical ministry of Jesus. So, repent, or the Greek word metanoia, has a very specific active meaning in the Greek meaning changing of mind. Just saying sorry for things past, as we've just done, but doing something to change ourselves. And in this sense, it is a positive response to uncomfortable feelings in terms of the symbolization of a highway. It means turning around and going back to where you've come from. In Satnav terms, when we have gone the wrong way, it says, please make a U-turn if it is safe to do so. And John was very sure that a U-turn was needed for all to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. Even devout, well-meaning Jews were not achieving this, and he challenged the Pharisees, ordinary people, and Roman soldiers who came for baptism to change heart. We can reflect that not only do we believe in Jesus, but how can we act to do better? For instance, how can we think more justly of others? Where might our pride or lack of courage stop us sharing the gospel to all? How much are we able to give mercy to others who are different or who have wronged us personally? Each of these questions may help us to see a new direction or U-turn in the way we normally do things. I remember once when a homeless person came into the church that I was looking after and had helped themselves to a cup of tea. I had been ungracious and scolded him for his lack of courtesy in not asking, his carelessness in leaving the boiler on and wasting energy, safety, etc. And then I saw the look on their face as I destroyed their belief in the generosity and hospitality of the church. They walked out even as I tried to call them back. No, repentance is repeatedly required as we reflect on making our practice more loving in active listening before critique, less narrow-minded in our outlooks, and more compassionate in our understanding and actively caring in meeting real needs on the ground. Then the U-turn of metanoia, repentance, can take place. In Advent, we still have the time before the joyous arrival of the infant Messiah celebrated to self-examine and to make changes, not just in depriving ourselves of treats and parties, but by putting right our relationships with our families and friends, and meeting our neighbours, those with whom we cross paths, with patience, kindness, and love. However busy we've gotten, as we invite our families and friends to our homes, to the carols or both, help them to reflect, to turn around, to look at the signs of blessings in their lives. You can pass on, then, the real great sense of expectation that you have about what God has done for you and will do for you and in their lives. It remains for me to wish you a peaceful and meaningful Christmas as you feel the presence of Jesus reaching out to you and guiding you in his purpose and love for your lives. And so we pray. In joyful acceptance of his coming to our aid, we pray to Jesus. Come to your church as Lord and Judge. We pray for the churches in our benefice. And we're asked to pray this week also for Holy Cross Church, those who lead us, and those who help in the church. Help us to live in the light of your coming, and give us a longing for your kingdom. Maranatha, which means Amen, come, Lord Jesus. Which you might like to say next time I say Maranatha. Come to your world as King of the Nations. And we pray for our own government, for its wisdom, and for its ability to care for those who are less well off and vulnerable and needy. We pray for peace in world conflicts, in Ukraine, and in Gaza, the West Bank, and Israel. And we pray for those in Sudan. Before you, Lord, rulers will stand in silence. Maranatha, men, come, Lord Jesus. Come to the suffering as Saviour and Comforter. We pray for those who we know who are sick or who have other health problems or injuries or ailments. We pray for any ailments that we have and are suffering from. We pray for those who have been bereaved recently. Break into our lives where we struggle with sickness and distress, and set us free to serve you forever, praying for healing and for those who visit the sick. Maranatha, Amen, come, Lord Jesus. Come to us as shepherd and guardian of our souls. Remember Ray Smith, Ian Devine, Peter Roberts, Daphne Morris, and Russell Orway, who have recently departed this world. For those whom we love and who we remember now with great loss, and comfort us, we pray. Give us, with all the faithful departed, a share in your victory over evil and death. Maranatha. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Come from heaven, Lord Jesus, with power and great glory. Lift us up to meet you, that with all your saints and angels we may live and reign with you in your new creation. Maranatha. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus, do not delay. Give new courage to your people who trust in your love. By your coming, raise us to share in the joy of your kingdom on earth as in heaven, where you live and reign with the Father and the Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. Say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And an acclamation and final blessing. With love and compassion, come, Lord Jesus. With judgment and mercy, come, Lord Jesus. In power and glory, come, Lord Jesus. In wisdom and truth, come, Lord Jesus. The blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and those whom you love. Amen.